From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The political tug of war in Greece is threatening to unravel Greece's bailout arrangement with its EU and IMF partners, which could cause a ripple effect through global markets. They're struggling to form a coalition government. Without that, new elections will have to be held next month. Before the close on Wall Street, we see the Dow down 125 points, nearly 1% at 12,695. NASDAQ and S&P 500 already down 1%. J.P. Morgan Chase's chief investment officer is the first and so far the bank's highest ranking casualty of the $2 billion trading loss announced last week. NPR Sonari Glinton has more on the announcement that Ina Drew is retiring.
Ina Drew, who worked at J.P. Morgan for more than 30 years, will retire. That's according to a statement from J.P. Morgan. In addition, two of Drew's direct employees based in London are also expected to leave. Drew's departure comes after her unit, which was responsible for managing derivatives tied to the creditworthiness of bonds, had at least a $2 billion loss. The failed hedging strategy has renewed calls for tighter regulations from Congress. The company's CEO, Jamie Dimon, is expected to address J.P. Morgan's annual meeting on Tuesday. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Rust on Syria coming under heavy military shelling today, according to this amateur recording that could not be independently verified. But there have been various reports from anti-government activists in the town who say hospitals are overwhelmed with people wounded in the latest reported clashes. The unrest is spilling across the borders in Lebanon. The uprising continues to inflame sectarian conflict. And in Turkey, there are renewed concerns about the safety of refugee camps. Weeks of a mass hunger strike among Palestinians in Israeli prisons appear to be over. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports that the inmates agreed to a deal in which hundreds of Palestinian inmates, some of whom were near death, are expected to see their prison conditions improved.
Some of the hunger strikers have not been eating for over 70 days, making this the longest strike ever by Palestinians, and certainly the largest. At least 1,200 Palestinians have participated in the protest, and it's had an effect. The deal signed at an Israeli prison will see increased family visitation rights for prisoners from the Gaza Strip and an end to solitary confinement. Among the initial demands were an end to the use of administrative detention, in which Palestinian prisoners can be held indefinitely without charge. Israel, though, will continue the controversial practice. Apart from helping to end the strike and improve the lives of Palestinian prisoners, the deal, say activists, shows that the Palestinian push towards nonviolent resistance is having an effect. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Ron Paul is shifting gears in his bid for the presidency. In a statement today, the candidate announced he would stop spending money on campaigning. From now on, the favorite of libertarians will fight for delegates, but that's likely to prove insurmountable. The GOP's presumptive nominee is Mitt Romney. He's 178 delegates shy of the number he needs to clinch the Republican nomination by the start of the convention in Tampa. Florida A&M University's renowned marching band is being suspended until next year. FAMU President James Ammons notified the school's Board of Trustees today of his decision, as 11 band members face felony hazing charges. Two others face misdemeanor counts in connection with the death of fellow band member Robert Champion last November. There are some changes among the most popular names for babies in the United States. Sophia has edged out Isabella to top the list of most popular girls' names last year, as compiled by the Social Security Administration. NPR's Craig Windham reports there is only one new name in the top 10 on either list.
It's not Billy or William. That's the number three name for boys. It's Mason, number two on the list of boys' names, knocking Michael out of the top five for the first time in decades. And where did Mason come from? Well, some point to reality TV star Kourtney Kardashian, who gave birth to a son, Mason, after a highly publicized pregnancy. The top boy's name remains Jacob for the 13th straight year. Rounding out the top five for boys, Jaden and Noah, and for girls, Emma, Olivia, and Ava. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.